You ever been walking through the Navy Exchange and wonder why all the Naval Pride and Heritage gear is horrifically ugly and you wouldn't actually wear it? Have you ever wanted some really cool gear and you just don't know where to go? Well, I got you, fam. Go to DGutsApparel.com immediately. Get yourself some Naval Pride and Heritage gear you'll actually wear in public. We're working on new designs all the time, open to ideas. We're trying to create a brand that lets you display that pride, but doesn't make you cringe. Also, if you're willing to and you're able to, please go to patreon.com/DGutsPodcast, pick one of the five tiers and become a patron today. What's up, everybody? Let's spin some yarn. I am responding to a listener, well, to listener feedback, I guess. It's not really a question. It was just some feedback provided to me directly, like on my, the way in which I communicate, or more specifically, like, criticize the Chiefs mess. I'll just read the message, most of it anyway, to give you an idea. I'm not going to obviously use anybody's name or anything, or I'm going to be purposefully vague. I don't want any listeners to be discouraged from submitting feedback, but it's some feedback on my pointing out and criticizing the, like, weaknesses in the mess, the things that we do wrong, the discord, whatever you want to call it. I'm just starting a dialogue with this person, so I don't really know specifics. I just have this one message that I thought it would be a fun thing to pull apart and work through. But he said, "Hey man, you've got some really good points, but I think you need to understand that sometimes you," meaning me, "erode the confidence and trust in chiefs and leadership that are actually doing the right thing. I get that we've got some bad chiefs up and down the mess, but if you focus on that and amplify only that, it makes the job of the people out here trying to do the right thing a lot harder." So, like, my first, and I responded just asking if they're a regular listener, because they were responding to, like, a clip, or if they just caught the clip, right? And the reason I asked that was because I don't think that's the only thing that I amplify. For sure, I talk about it a lot because I think it's the biggest problem that we have. Because if you look at the whole point of the podcast, right, like leadership development and education, And I self-admittedly, right, like I identified through my own kind of reflection, I was a little frustrated with my own experience in doing this, because I got a little bit away from some of the educational type stuff. And I want to do even more of that. Like, I've got this book sitting here where I'm going to go over the mutiny of the USS Summers, I believe. I'm not even super familiar with it, so I'm looking forward to reading this book. But I've had somebody reference it to me, and I just don't know a lot about it. So this is the book. I want to do a heritage, like a real thorough heritage episode on something like that. And pull, like, the leadership lessons learned out of it. I want to do more formal stuff. I want to do all kinds of things, but so weird pivot. I meant to start the episode with this. For those that have, like, have noticed my absence, like, I took last week off kind of by accident. I've been late for a few weeks. I've had a really gnarly back issue. I think it's my SI joint, but whatever it is, like, lower back, hips type thing. I do jiu-jitsu. I had, like, a dull pain, and then I went to jiu-jitsu one night, and the next day I couldn't get out of bed. And so I spent, like, a week horizontal, alternating between ice and heat and shit. And then got to a point where I was, like, doing these stretches and exercises and all this crap. But, like, I was laid up for a lot of that time, and I still had to keep up with my school stuff and just kind of normal life in whatever way I could. So I apologize for that. I'm like 90%, so like I'm doing a lot better, but it's also a crazy time with school because the term's ending, so I've got projects and papers and then finals. So I apologize for the delay. That's where I've been. I've just been laying around wishing I wasn't in pain, but I'm doing a lot better now. Anyway, so yeah, I don't think I do think that I got a little bit away from what my kind of mission statement was, and I got a little frustrated with that, and want to circle back around and refocus on more formal leadership stuff, theory, some psychology stuff. Like, I want to do an episode on lying soon. There's another book. Well, this is like a self-published thing with papers and stuff, but I got into the topic this term with some of my schoolwork, and I think kind of like understanding the motivations for lying and stuff like that could be really interesting. But like, I want to get back to more of the educational stuff being my point. And but I'll never not be part of the discourse either, because I feel like it's too important. And I feel like the two issues are inextricably linked, right? Leadership development and education, I really passionately believe, is the biggest problem the military has as a whole. But specifically the Navy, which I feel like I have the context to talk about in an authoritative way, right? But I think it's just too important not to talk about. And then when you look at it, when you're looking for like the epicenter of leadership within the Navy, you can't not end up at the Chief's Mess, and for better or worse. And they claim it. It's part of their identity. It's part of our identity as Chiefs. Like, we claim to be all those things to the point of, like, I mean, it's kind of ridiculous, but it's you can't outwardly claim the identity and then not want people to then hold you accountable to that standard. So that's kind of where I'm coming from, is I'm approaching it as if, like, leadership development and education is the biggest problem. Okay, so where do I start? Like, where is the concentration of the most impactful leadership? Like, what, and where are their big problems? And it's not to, like, I've spent plenty of times on officers too. Go listen to an open letter to commanders. But like, but I do spend the majority of my time focused on chiefs. Part of that is because I was one. I am one. I'm retired now, obviously. But like, that's my context. That's what I know the most about. But I also firmly believe that's where we have the biggest problem. Officers are right there, though. Like, I just want to be clear that the officer leadership, and I think more of it is the biggest issue up until they get into like command at sea positions almost, or even like XOs, is that chiefs aren't training them properly. So again, it's a chief problem. But Certainly problems that, because once they get into those really impactful positions like command at sea positions or command at shore or whatever, when they're in command, like, their decisions and outlook on the world and understanding of people and emotional intelligence and all those things, it's like that the effects are so far reaching that it becomes an enormous problem when it gets past, like, when they get to like XO and above. It starts to become an enormous problem for the entire force, which is the majority enlisted. But yeah, kind of circling back around to the first thing I took issue with, was like, I don't only talk about the problems that the Chiefs Mess have. And I try really hard to qualify a lot of my statements with, like, I know there's people out there doing the right thing, right? Like, I know there's beasts out there. They're doing it right. And if I'm given the opportunity to highlight those people that are doing it right, I love doing that. But one, it doesn't come along that often, unfortunately. And two, there's just so many more problems that need attention than there are like upchecks that need attention, I guess. And again, like, I'm all in on having conversations with chiefs that are killing it as well, like 100% all in. I would love to do that. I've tried to get a hold of a lot of the people out there that are killing the game. Like I wanted to interview Jackie Smith. If you don't know who she was an aide to a fleet and then got picked up for CMC. She's a cancer survivor and a combat veteran, just this dope human that I think would be a really interesting conversation. Just didn't work out, like, cause schedules and stuff. I've tried to track down, oh God, she just won a award. She's a female Command Master Chief. And she won like a big leadership award, and I was trying to track her down, stuff like that. Like I'm all in. I wanted to talk to Bill Houlihan, which I'll revisit now that Damo and them had him on Permission to Speak Freely. Like I wanted to talk to him for a long time, and we talked. And like Jay Bell, I've tried to drag him on the pod. I've tried to get like those types of people on to have more productive conversations, more like glasses half full. Teach me how you're so successful. And why you're doing things so right. Like Jay Bell, God, I've fangirled over him for so long that like I just think he's doing it right. And granted, I can't know that, not being in a position to work with or for him, but like sure presents as being the type of CMC like we need more of. But I do try to, at the very least, in a landscape of where I feel like there is a lot more negativity than positivity, or negative versus positive, like circumstances or issues or points to make. I try to pull the lessons learned out of that and share them with listeners so that when they're in that position, they can do better. But also like, that's what presents itself to me. Now I've been having conversations with people. Bob's kind of my sounding board on this is like, I've been starting to openly wonder if some of the stuff that I'm discussing is like slanted that way because that's just what's funneled my way by the internet algorithms, like listeners, you know, all the things. It's like you go to Reddit, you're going to see all the negative stuff highlighted for the most part. You go to any place, Discord, it's way milder. They're way more glass half full there than Reddit, but still. Just anywhere where there's like the meme pages, just all the stuff getting funneled my way is largely negative. And I'm not going to like sit here and pretend the 21 years I spent in the submarine force, it wasn't the same kind of vibe, like, and tone of everything all the time. But there was like the feel good stories and silver linings were there. And I wish I got to spend more time on them. And honestly, like, if I can and I'm not, and there's something you want to draw my attention to, do it. Draw my attention to it. Hit me up, reach out. I'm excited to talk to all the people about all the things. Like, and I don't just want to focus on the negative things, and I try really hard not to, but but there's a lot going on that I just feel like needs to be talked about. And this was specifically about Chiefs, so that's where I'm going to kind of focus for the rest of the episode, is like, The claim here or the assertion is that I'm making good Chiefs jobs more difficult. Like the people that are trying and or succeeding at doing it right. They're trying to do the right thing all the time, and I'm making their job harder by calling out Chiefs. I'm assuming, again, granted, I don't have more context, and I'm happy to like bring this dude on and we can chop it up and talk about it. Cause like I've always really wanted this type of feedback, and I would really love to have this conversation. Because I like, yeah, it could make me better. It could bring me like more clarity, could put me in a position to do a better job at this, which is like the goal. But it just hasn't materialized until recently. I've started to see little bits and pieces here and there, but yeah, like I'm assuming he's approaching it from the point of view of like, when I'm talking about this stuff, the junior sailors that are listening, so the non-chief petty officers, or really non-khaki wearing sailors, I'm painting such a toxic picture of the Chiefs mess that I'm like eroding trust and faith in them and kind of giving them this negative starting point or perception or whatever, or like I'm like throwing gas on that already burning fire. That, I guess you could say that might be true, but I guess, in my mind, that fire is like a raging fucking inferno on like 10 acres, and maybe I took an eyedropper and dropped a little kerosene on. You know what I mean? Like, if that's true, I believe my effect to be so insignificant on something like that, that it's not even worth considering. It's a fucking rounding error. And I say that because, like, for this, like, go to those places I was just mentioning. Go to Reddit, go to the meme pages, go to Discord, go to anywhere where you can get sailor feedback, unadulterated and unpackaged for chief's consumption, right? Or whoever we're talking about, like whatever authority figure. It's very difficult to access that type of perspective when you're wearing khakis to work, right? But the places you can are Reddit, because it's anonymous. There's a ton of chiefs that I've talked to that are on Reddit and that are eagerly and regularly interacting with junior sailors about all these topics, and a discourse is happening there. But like, the only reason that it's happening between chiefs and junior people is because it's anonymous. And those junior people being anonymous, I mean, you just get the unvarnished truth plus a healthy portion of vitriol on top. But it's happening, right? And you're not going to get that perspective anywhere else. And if you're a chief going to work asking junior sailors for their honest feedback and then believing it to be that, like, that's not what's happening. It's like, if you're building a rapport and trust with those sailors, they're still packaging everything for your consumption, because they will always know, no matter how much rapport you have, like, how, no matter what type of comfort level you develop with your sailors, they will always know that there's a line somewhere, and just because they can't see it doesn't mean if they step on the other side of it, you're not gonna flip that chief switch and all of a sudden it's Seaman Timmy instead of Bob or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, all of a sudden you're being talked to the chief is the boss and you're not the boss. And those junior sailors know that. It's just like, it's like the Nature Channel, man. It's like, they know they're talking effectively to like a predator. They're like, I'm not trying to deal with the negative consequences of misstepping here, so I'm just not gonna take the risk. So like, while they might be willing to give you like something, it's always colored by the idea that that like, you're the authority figure, so they're gonna hold back. There's always gonna be a filter there. And I would argue it's a strong filter, where you're losing out on a lot of the meat and potatoes, like a lot of the stuff that you're after. You're never gonna get a, like, that kind of honest feedback in real life, or not as honest as it could be. So again, it's a bit of a catch-22 of like, I exist in what could be an echo chamber, but also, and I try really hard to balance that, but without having like daily access to sailors in a like work center type environment or an office or whatever, it's hard to do that for me. But I'm trying, and I could be existing in that echo chamber. On the flip side of that, I think that any impact I have, if any, is so marginal that it's like net zero. Like, I just don't, I have a real hard time, and I'm open to having this person or someone else try to convince me otherwise, but in the case of that piece specifically, I don't really think that's real. I would say the same argument could be overlaid on the idea that I might be having that effect on the chief's mess too. Same kind of thing. Like, I feel like the dysfunction is such and perceived as such by the junior enlisted that even like the chief's mess, gen pop, and, you know, junior sailors at large, it's like, I can't imagine that my criticisms of the chief's mess are eroding your ability to do your job. I would and if there's any erosion at all, I would say that I'm counterbalancing it with, like, I'm doing a lot to try to educate and give tools to these people so that they can do a better job. Specifically the ones that don't have those tools now and thus aren't doing the best job they could be. But, you know, maybe I'm wrong, I guess. I don't know. Like, I don't really see it. But I don't know, man. I'm like, I don't really understand why somebody would think this other than they feel like I'm attacking something they love, right? I love it too. And I'm not attacking it. I'm criticizing it. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it's a healthy part of anything's evolution, is like, you have to be aware of and open about your weaknesses. And that's all I'm trying to do here. In the moments where I get a little, like, my blood gets up, that's usually focused on like an individual, or it's like anecdotal to a particular situation usually. But also, I mean, based on the leadership incompetence I perceive to exist, on a pretty large scale, it's like, there's harm being done there because that incompetence exists. Is it malicious? Like, no, I don't think the Chiefs Mess is a malevolent organization at all. And I feel like I've been pretty clear about that. But I do believe that by us being willfully ignorant, like just being, we're just accepting that leadership development education is this like tertiary function that's optional that we get to it when we get to it, if we get to it. Like, if this isn't an elective credit, man, this is the core competency. This is what we do here. And so I feel like by not treating it that way, it's like the people that are thrust in those leadership positions find themselves there without the tools to do the job effectively. And that is the problem. And that's what's doing the harm. Is that happening as a result of anyone in any position like having nefarious goals? No, of course not. Again, I always qualify that with like, yeah, there's probably a handful of sociopaths out there that just like want to see the world burn. But again, that, like, to me, that's like, while they get a lot of attention when they're caught in some kind of scandal or disciplinary thing or whatever, it's like, I feel like there's such a minority that it's like, not, that's not what I'm after. What I'm after is the thing that people perceive as that, as a toxic leader or as some, the Chiefs hate us or whatever, that really isn't that at all. It's due to leadership incompetence. They don't know what to do or how to do it if they recognize that they need to, so they can't. And when they don't, there are negative effects, like, you know, the extra stress, the pay, like all the millions types of, the million scenarios you see on like Reddit or Discord or wherever on the internet, where they break down a scenario and a lot of bad things happened, and, you know, Sailor X has a really horrific experience and or is in distress based on any number of things, right? So, yeah, man, I like, this was one that I'm just, I just don't see it. Like, I understand how you could have that perspective for sure. I just don't believe that the Chiefs Mess is in a place where somebody like me pointing out its weaknesses is the reason that you should be concerned about making good Chiefs, right? Or people trying to be good Chiefs, making their jobs more difficult. Because if I didn't exist, we would still be in the same place where the Chiefs Mess is wildly dysfunctional and junior sailors don't trust it. That didn't happen because there's a bunch of people on social media or people doing podcasts or whatever pointing out its weaknesses. It happened because we don't take leadership development and education seriously. Just fucking criminal. It really is. Like, and I mean that as an organization, that accountability is laid at the feet of the organization, not at the feet of individual chiefs that are trying to do the right thing. And I've maintained that the entire time I've been doing this podcast is like, I know there are people out there doing it the right way and absolutely killing the game, and good for them. If the shoe doesn't fit, don't wear it. You know what I mean? Like, it sounds like this guy takes this seriously, is trying to do the right thing. Good. If the shoe doesn't fit, don't wear it. And I understand you wanting to defend the Chiefs mess because you're a part of it. It appears like you're about to be the leader of one. So it's like, okay, like, I get it. I understand. But if you're unwilling to point out and candidly talk about the weaknesses in that mess, it's not going to get better than when you find it. Like, when you arrive at the place of being in that position, it's like, and there's all these problems, and then you don't want to openly talk about them. It's like, I don't think you have any room to improve if that's your starting point. And I don't just mean like internally to the mess, because that's not, like, you can make an argument that they're going to be very willing to, like, correct their and hold accountable their chiefs, and they're going to do training with them, and they're going to do all these things internal to the mess, right? But when something goes wrong and a chief fucks up, there is an enormous amount of value in that chief just taking it on the chin and openly, like, admitting that they're fallible and taking accountability for that mistake, and, you know, kind of talking about what they learned from it and how they're going to fix it and move on with life. I feel like there's a lot of chiefs out there that think there's going to be an issue with chief credibility and authority if you're doing things like that. I think it's the opposite. I think one of the bigger reasons why the Chiefs mess currently has a credibility issue with junior sailors is because they don't do that. Because there isn't transparency, and they don't take accountability when they make a mistake, and they don't talk about it openly. Like, I don't think that's healthy behavior. And I don't think openly talking about those types of things, pointing out our weaknesses and failures, openly talking about them and trying to pull out the lessons learned, and even when called for, getting my blood up and kind of going a little hard in the paint. But yeah, I mean, I'm open to have the conversation, but I guess I respectfully disagree. I certainly am not, you know, like, I always feel like because we're not actually having the discussion currently, that, like, some people can take my responses the wrong way. And I just, like, I really don't want, I'm not trying to start an argument with anybody about anything. Like, I would love to have the conversation, and I felt like this deserved a response, and I really appreciate the feedback. I really appreciate somebody who appears to be a listener. I don't actually know yet. And, like, I appreciate you being willing to disagree and tell me about it, because I imagine, there goes my dogs, I imagine that there are listeners out there that probably disagree with things here and there all the time, and I just don't hear about it. So, with that, I guess I'll wrap this thing up. Shut up! Sorry. My dogs being my dogs. It's probably the mailman or something. Yeah, if you need anything from us, hit us up. Don't Give Up the Ship Podcast at gmail.com. You can Facebook message us, Don't Give Up the Ship Podcast, or you can DM us on Instagram, Reddit, or Discord at DS Podcast. If you want to support us, you can go to dguts.com. There's a donate button on the upper right hand corner of the website, or you can go to Don't Give Up the Ship Apparel. It's dguts.com. Get yourself some Naval Pride and Heritage gear you'll actually wear in public, or you can go to patreon.com/dguts podcast, pick one of the five tiers. Become a member today. Any of those would be amazing. And if you can't afford to spend any money, no big deal. Just like, share, subscribe, review on all the platforms for all the things. Subscribe on YouTube. Share the podcasts. I got a bunch of video editing to catch up on, so don't get mad at me. There's some videos missing. I was having computer issues, into my back issues, into whatever. But I know I'm an excuse machine. I know. I feel like I'm an excuse machine. So, like, I promise I'm working on it. And then, yeah, just like anything you can do, including listening, it all helps, and we really, really appreciate it. And that's it. That's what I got for you today. Thank you so much for listening, and don't give up the ship.